proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast. We again turn our attention to the revelations contained in the book of Daniel, chapter 11, where the angel Gabriel continued his discourse about future events. He said that, quote, "The king of the north shall come," adding that "the arms of the south shall not withstand, neither his chosen people, neither shall there be any strength to withstand. But he that cometh against him shall do according to his own will, and he shall stand in the glorious land," unquote. According to secular history, King Antiochus III of Syria wrested control over the territory of Israel from King Ptolemy V of Egypt. This occurred in B.C. 198. Thus Antiochus III, so to speak, standing in the glorious land, referring to Israel. Gabriel continued that, quote, "He shall give him the daughter of women, corrupting her, but she shall not stand on his side, neither be for him. After this shall he turn his face unto the isles," continuing that, quote, "a prince for his own behalf shall cause the reproach offered by him to cease," unquote. Antiochus III of Syria formed an alliance with Ptolemy V of Egypt. As part of this alliance, the daughter of Antiochus III married Ptolemy V. The Syrian king made this marriage as a means of securing his own influence in the Egyptian court. Things did not work out exactly as he planned, though. The Syrian king Antiochus III desired his sister to act in his own interests, but she remained loyal to her husband, Ptolemy V of Egypt. Antiochus III proceeded to attack the Isles of Greece, but by this time Rome had allied with Egypt. A Roman commander, referred to as a prince in Daniel 11, a Roman commander attacked and defeated Antiochus III in two decisive battles. The Roman compelled the Seleucid king to cede to his victors the western half of his empire. In addition, the Roman commander imposed upon the Seleucid king a payment of an immense amount of tribute. To ensure that payment was made, the Roman commander held Antiochus III's younger son, the future Antiochus IV, as one of his hostages. Gabriel continued, quote, "Then he shall turn his face toward the fort of his own land, but he shall stumble and fall and not be found." Antiochus III of Syria set a military expedition against another temple to collect money. He failed in his objective. One of his emissaries later assassinated Antiochus III. Gabriel went on to tell Daniel that, quote, "In his estate shall stand up a vile person, one that, according to Gabriel, shall come in peaceably and obtain the kingdom by flatteries. And with the arms of a flood shall they be overflown from before him and shall be broken. Yea, also the prince of the covenant," unquote. Antiochus IV, known to history as Antiochus Epiphanes, Antiochus IV replaced his father as the Syrian ruler. He was not the next in order of natural succession. Rather, he persuaded Rome to support his candidacy. After using subtlety to gain support in the nation of Israel, Antiochus IV sent his armies to destroy the city of Jerusalem. The prince of the covenant that Gabriel referred to may have been the Jewish high priest Onias IV. Gabriel went on to add that, quote, "After the league made with him, he shall work deceitfully. He shall enter peaceably even upon the fattest places of the province," unquote. This passage accurately described the ascension of Antiochus IV to power. After securing his position, that Seleucid king plundered the richest places in Egypt. During the period of Seleucid sovereignty over Israel, Antiochus Epiphanes perpetrated several blasphemies. We will look at these actions in a future lesson. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.